Incorrect but fervent understanding of the workings of television, atom power, and anti-gravity, and harbored the ambition, one of a thousand, of ending his days on the warm, sunny beaches of the great polar ocean of Venus. An omnivorous reader with a self-improving streak, cozy with Stevenson, London, and Wells, dutiful about Wolfe, Dreiser, and Dos Passos, idolatrous of S.J. Perlman, his self-improvement regime masked the usual guilty appetite. In his case, the covert passion, one of them at any rate, was for those two-bit argosies of blood and wonder, the pulps. He had tracked down and read every biweekly issue of The Shadow going back to 1933, and he was well on his way to amassing complete runs of The Avenger and Doc Savage. The long run of Cavalier and Clay, and the true history of the escapist's birth, began in 1939, toward the end of October, on the night that Sammy's mother burst into his bedroom, applied the ring and iron knuckles of her left hand to the side of his cranium, and told him to move over and make room in the bed for his cousin from Prague. Sammy sat up, heart pounding in the hinges of his jaw. In the livid light of the fluorescent tube over the kitchen sink, he made out a slender